Okay, but Shakil has another question. We all see it in the mosques. Our brothers sometimes do pray sitting down. He says that when I asked them why you pray sitting down, they said, oh, well, look, I'm going to get half the reward of praying while standing up. So I don't mind, I'm going to take half the reward.
Mm-hmm.
What do we say about this, Sheikh?
As a matter of fact, there are two things related to this practice. I have seen some people take it cultural. I had a colleague who was a physician, and he used to pray in the States. He used to pray after Maghrib immediately. He was young and he was healthy, but he would pray while sitting down. So I asked him, he said, well, my mother taught me. So actually he believes that you cannot pray the nafl or the sunnah preceding or following the prayer standing. He thinks this is it, that you have to pray it while sitting down. False. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the second part, that used to pray the fard standing. He said, صَلِّ قَائِمًا فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطَعْ فَقَاعِدًا فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطَعْ. So you must pray the fard while standing, unless if you can, then sitting down, unless if you can, then reclining. But the nafl, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported as praying on the back of his ride, on the back of his camel. He would lean for the sujood further more than the ruku'ah and so forth. But he was traveling. And if a person prays the nafl while sitting down without need, is permissible. But you will only get half of the reward. Unless if there is a reason, such as not feeling well, being sick or traveling, in this case, inshallah, you should observe the entire reward. Unless if somebody believes that the nafl should be prayed while sitting down, this is false.